What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Asking 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. All right, before we went to break, and by the way, coming up in this hour, we are hoping to hear from Deshaun Watson. So it could happen pretty soon here is what we're hoping for. If Deshaun Watson starts to speak, you know we will have it for you and we will cover it for you. And, of course, you know when we have press conferences, they are brought to you by Nissan of North Olmsted and I-90 Nissan in Sheffield Village. Shop online at bignissan.com. So, but when we get to those press conferences, you'll know that as we hit the press conference against Deshaun Watson and Kevin Stefanski. I want to go back to a question that we talked about earlier, Jeff, when we were talking about Tiger Woods and when should be the right time for him to retire. And I got to tell you, I don't care if he's playing bad golf. I like to watch him play. I don't care if he's five under. I'm going to watch because somewhere in the back of my mind, I think he might have a chance to come back. So let's say he's five over after the first round. Wouldn't it be great to see the great comeback, the great Tiger comeback of the weekend? And I think that CBS and the other golf networks do a nice job of still redefining the story that he is of interest and that people still want to watch him. Now, if you're Tiger, you have to ask yourself, okay, am I playing anywhere near where I should be playing? Then maybe I should stop. And if it's about money or being...
He's probably just not capable of that anymore.
I don't think he is, not on a weekly basis. I mean, he might catch fire one weekend. We've seen that before.
And as Colin Montgomery said, he plans to play like once a month. He said, well, that's not going to be enough to stay competitive. So you become ceremonial. And the last thing I ever wanted to see from Tiger Woods is to be a ceremonial player on the PGA Tour.
All right. So, I mean, Tiger might need the cash. He's only worth $1.3 billion. So, I don't know. What would you do if you were Tiger? Would you go on a teaching tour? If I were him, how old's his kid now?
Two kids. I don't know.
Yeah, the oldest. I'm trying to remember how old his oldest was.
Really don't know. Charlie. He's old enough to play golf. I don't know what his daughter's name is. I don't know if he's older or younger. Charlie can play. No pressure there.
Yeah, I think it'd be... he's only, what? He's not even 50 yet.
He's 48. He's 2 years away from the senior tour.
So weird. He's not even 50.
Well, Andy, he's 48.
What would you do for him? What would you do? What would Jeff Phelps do if you were Tiger Woods?
I don't know where his head is. If he just decided that he likes playing in PGA Tour events and wants to compete in the majors and just go on out there, that's fine. With his leg, and have you seen pictures of his leg when he's wearing shorts?
I saw it early. I can't.
Completely. It's
I don't
want
to watch it.
It's a mess. Health-wise, he's just not the same guy. And I don't know how you could be. I mean, it was a real serious thing. Guy almost lost his leg. And he's come back and he's played fairly well. But, Andy, he's not been a real force on tour in any way other than eyeballs. For a long, long time.
Do you still watch golf for Tiger Woods?
Absolutely not.
You don't?
No.
Man, if I see Tiger on the course, I'm hooked. I'm watching.
I don't.
I don't care. It's like, am I alone on that?
You watch golf for Larry Mize?
No. Tiger Woods is not Larry Mize.
I know that.
I don't care about
Tiger
Larry
Woods
Mize.
Isn't Tiger Woods anymore. It's like, hey, here's a guy who shot 82 in the Masters. Great, let's put all kinds of coverage on him.
Dan, do you still watch for Tiger Woods? If you see Tiger on there, are you changing the channel?
No, if he's on, I'm watching. But I'm also watching Scottie Scheffler, and I'm also watching Max Homa, and I'm also watching Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy. And we could go down the line from there.
I get it, but I still think that, you know, Tiger brought a whole group of people to watching a game that they never watched before. And I still think when he pops on the screen that he brings the casual golf fan to the monitor.
And he brings the diehard fan at this point.
The diehard fan is not turning away when Tiger Woods is on
the screen. They're not turning away, Andy, but I can tell you last week I just thought, man, there's so much Tiger coverage here. You're hoping he makes the cut. Can you show me some of the young guys who are near the lead, please?
How many people are watching it that way, though? Do you think you're alone?
Absolutely not.
Do you think you're in the majority?
No. You know, the folks with a passing interest in golf don't know anybody other than Tiger Woods. They might know Phil. They don't know John Rahm.
And that is golf's biggest problem.
And there it is.
Golf has a Tiger Woods problem, and they don't have a solution to it. And they haven't figured out how to get around it.
He's clearly the most popular player in the game still, even though he's not a competitive factor.
Oh. Scotty Scheffler problem. Has been cooking.
I have the answer.
Season.
Caitlin Clark switches to golf.
Yeah, okay.
Like
that's what they need, though, right? Isn't that what they need? Is Scotty Scheffler going to be able to drive the masses to watch golf because he won the Masters?
It's not just that. He's been on a tear. He's been the best golfer on the planet for a while, and it's kind of just, you know,
why?
He should be the favorite for the PGA Championship. I think because he's got a personality that's wallpaper. I mean, I love watching Scotty play golf. He's a nice person.
There were national shows ragging on Scotty Scheffler because they said he's not good for golf.
He's good for the game. I agree.
No, they said he's not.
That he's not good for golf?
Yeah, because of what Dan just said.
Then he needs to be they need to market him right. That's like, I don't see, you know where the only place I ever see him on? Golf Channel. During an event. Why am I not seeing a promo for him during another sporting event? Why am I not seeing a commercial for him somewhere else? Why isn't his face popping up when I click on ESPN? Why? Like, they're not marketing. They have a marketing problem. That's what the issue is. They need another Tiger Woods. They need somebody else.
Well, there's only been one of those, so good
luck. I understand.
Luck.
But they need... Well, that's not true. I mean, there was Jack, and there was... I mean, there have been other players throughout... Yes. There have been other players. Again, I'm talking about the top.
Andy,
but we live in an age of marketing.
Unfortunately, you're going back 50, 60 years.
Totally get it. Totally get it. Totally understand it.
And since Jack Nicklaus, who has been just nuts... One guy and one guy only.
No, I'm not. Phil had a little bit of a run, not anywhere near.
Right,
but what Tiger had.
But you're talking about absolute icons of the game: Arnie, Jack, Tiger, Phil's in there. Tom Watson's in there in that range. Lee Trevino's in there. Guys who had some success and everything else. But it's really hard to come up with Michael Jordan. It's hard to come up with LeBron. Yeah, and that's what Tiger is. That's what Jack was. That's what Arnie was.
Well, and the problem is they kind of. They swung and missed a little because the next one they were pushing was Rory. Well, Rory hasn't won a championship in 10 years. He hasn't won a major in 10 years.
Yeah, Rory's a fine player, but he's not reached that upper echelon.
He's been known for Caroline Wozniacki and the fact that he can't figure out how to, you know, and the fact that he was on the group for the Live Tour than he is for what he's done on the course.
Do you have to win to be popular to make the sport more popular?
No, but if you're not winning... You better be something really different, special, whatever.
Entertaining.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Yeah.
When he decided to go Popeye on us.
Uh-huh.
That was fun. That was entertaining. He became very popular. Hi, I'm trying to beat the living you-know-what out of the ball. Hit it harder than everybody. Oh, and yeah, by the way, all of my irons are the same length. It's the Trevor Bauer of golf when it comes to scientifically trying to manipulate the sport. But yet he didn't reach that level of popularity, Andy.
So how do you get there today? How do you get to that point? Can we be honest? I mean, how many people really do? A year ago, I'll even be fair about it. Super nice. How many of us knew who Caitlin Clark was a year ago?
Me?
You did. But, yeah, but I mean, like most people didn't.
2 years ago? Nah.
Does that make you? Okay, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So. But look at her and look at where she is right now. Look what she's done for their game. And now she finds herself, like even watching Saturday Night Live the other night, having to do the, you know, paying respect to the players that got there before, which I think all great players will do anyway. But she's got to use every public forum she has to try to make sure that the word gets out there because, you know, we've heard other players say, wait till she gets to the league. It's not going to be as easy as she thinks. and blah, 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 blah. Why? Why would you do that? Your sport needs the help. And you don't necessarily have to win a championship to make the sport great or to be successful, right?
Caitlin Clark.
Yeah?
I'd like to thank all of the ladies who came before me in the WNBA and made it possible for me to make $338,000 on a four-year rookie deal. You did a great job selling the
sport.
I read
those numbers last night, too. What's the other numbers, though? The commercial. I think she's 5.5 million or something like that.
That's her. Good for her.
Yeah.
Her rookie deal.
There are no jerseys left. I read this morning.
She's making under 100 grand a year average.
You can't buy an Indiana Clark jersey right now. I saw that this morning. They sold out yesterday, all of them.
They changed the team name to the Indiana Clarks?
Whatever it takes. So when we're talking about golf,
isn't
we're talking
that
about
silly though. By the way, that's all that she's making to play the game.
I don't know. You look
now. They only play half a season compared to the NBA.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, let's do this. We are standing by for Berea now because we are waiting for players to start speaking as the guys are in town. So hopefully Deshaun Watson shortly right here at Baskin and Phelps.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.